External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said it is only the collaboration of Quad that can ensure the free, open, stable, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Making opening remarks in the Quad Summit in Tokyo, he said the commitment of doing global good that the member nations have undertaken has a resonance far beyond this region. He said it is therefore essential that the political understanding should strengthen, economic partnerships grow, technology collaborations expand and the people-to-people comfort intensifies. Dr. Jayashankar said a major challenge is to ensure global economic growth while also de-risking it. He said supply chains are a particular focus for resilience just as we push for trusted and transparent digital partnerships. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting was held in Tokyo today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, the United States of America and Australia, attended the meeting. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has demanded caste census and legal guarantee of MSP to farmers. Participating in the discussion in the Lok Sabha today on the General Budget 2024-25, he said the legal guarantee for MSP in the budget would have helped farmers. He vowed in the Lok Sabha that if the India bloc comes to power, it will provide legal guarantee of MSP to farmers and will conduct a caste census in the country. He also questioned the Agnivir scheme. Referring to Mr. Gandhi's remark on the Agnivir scheme, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said misconceptions have been created about the scheme by the Leader of Opposition and he is ready to have a discussion on Agnivir in the House. The issue of death of UPSC aspirants due to drowning in a coaching centre in Delhi was today raised in both Houses of Parliament. In the Lok Sabha, BJP and Congress both demanded a probe into the matter. During the 0 hour, BJP member Bansuri Swaraj demanded that the Union Home Ministry should set up a probe committee to look into the matter. Shashi Tharoor of Congress also demanded a comprehensive investigation into the matter. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said officers are responsible for issuing no objection certificates to run the coaching centres. He wanted to know what action is being taken against them so far. Minister of State for Labour and Employment Shobha Karandlaje today informed the Lok Sabha that over 29.82 crore unorganised workers have registered on eShram portal till the 22nd of this month. In a written reply, she said the centre had launched eShram portal in August 2021 for creation of a comprehensive national database of unorganised workers verified and seeded with Aadhaar. The minister said eShram portal is meant to register and support the unorganised workers by providing them a universal account number and eShram cards. The number of startups in the country has reached over 1,40,000. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary said the recognized startups have created over 15 lakh direct jobs in the country. He said the government had launched the Startup India Initiative in 2016 with intent to build a strong ecosystem for nurturing innovation and encouraging investments. The government today said a total of 11,713 crore rupees of loan has been disbursed to street vendors under PM Swanidhi so far. In a written reply, the Rajya Sabha Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Tokan Sahu, said a total of 86.38 lakh loans have been disbursed, out of which 31.73 lakh loans have been repaid. The minister said the loan was utilized by street vendors for expanding their business and working capital needs. In Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro has been declared the winner of Venezuela's presidential election by the National Electoral Council, CNE. It will be his third time as Venezuela's president. The head of the Electoral Council, Elvis Amoroso, said that with 80% of ballots counted, President Maduro had 51% of the vote compared to 44% for his main rival. In Paris Olympics, India's Arjun Babuta finished fourth in men's 10-meter air rifle event. Arjun is second Indian shooter who missed a medal today as Ramita Jindal finished seventh in the women's 10-meter air rifle final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.